And I'm Dan Powell.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported China's President Xi Jinping has said he will seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. Separately, Chinese television reported Xi had told South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday that China is willing to work to promote a strategic partnership between the two countries. Xi, who has not visited South Korea since 2014, held talks with Han in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou before the opening ceremony of the Asian Games Saturday. The commitment to cooperate came ahead of a scheduled trilateral talks in Seoul on September 26, involving senior officials from China, Japan, and South Korea, intended to pave the way for the first summit between the three countries in 4 years. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early Saturday with estimated maximum wind speeds of 110 kilometers per hour. A hurricane watch remains in effect for portions of eastern North Carolina, and storm warnings have been issued in other parts of the state. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Philippe Papin told the Associated Press, even though the storm is weakening as it moves over land, it still carries a risk for gusting winds and heavy rains.
There have been tropical storm force winds observed, but those are starting to gradually subside as the system moves further inland. However, there's still a significant flooding rainfall threat for a large portion of eastern North Carolina into southern Virginia over the next 12 to 24 hours. And right now, the Weather Prediction Center has a moderate risk for excessive rainfall over the next couple of days in this region. So flooding rainfall is going to become the primary risk with this system over the next couple of days.
The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. Police in Somalia say a truck bomb exploded at a checkpoint in the central Somali town of Beledweyne Saturday, killing at least 10 people and obliterating nearby buildings. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry reports Saturday Armenian fighters in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh have begun handing over their weapons following a military operation by Azerbaijan earlier this week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Russia's defense ministry said six armored vehicles, more than 800 guns, and about 5,000 units of ammunition had been handed over so far. The Armenians of Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as a part of Azerbaijan, were forced to declare a ceasefire on Wednesday. That's after Azerbaijan began what it called an anti-terrorist operation. It was in response to some of its troops being killed in what Azerbaijan said were attacks from the mountainous region. The future of Karabakh and its 120,000 ethnic Armenians now hangs in the balance. Azerbaijan says it wants to integrate the long-contested region. Ethnic Armenians say they fear they will be persecuted. Azerbaijan envisages an amnesty for Karabakh Armenian fighters who give up their arms.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A top European Union official said Saturday the bloc would not seek a decoupling from China, but called for a more balanced trade and investment relationship with the world's second-largest economy. Speaking at the Bund Summit in China's economic center of Shanghai, European Commission Economy and Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis said a number of shocks, including the pandemic, the Ukraine war, and tensions between superpowers, unsettled the global economy and have exposed its weaknesses.
Another factor is a raise of geopolitical tensions that stem from strategic competition between China and the United States. This increases uncertainty for international businesses, leads to more state involvement in the economy, and risks starting subsidy races.
China is citing the EU's trade deficit of almost $427 billion with China. The Commissioner for Economy and Trade said the EU needed to protect itself. Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cup full of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This